thank all those people who were just thanked. On behalf of my wife and my family and all Chevron Eish Kodesh, to thank Eitan and the Chevron. It's already so many years. Eitan just mentioned that we're doing this 20 years together, besides the other places in the world that we've been together. But we all want to end up in Yerushalayim. It should be soon. So, Chever, L'shaim Yichu Kutshu Baruch Hu Shchintai, L'yachai Shem Yudkei V'Rovkei V'Yichud U'Shlim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, we're here in this corner of Hashem Yisbarach's world, to connect to the Tana Eloki, Rabbi Shimon Vayuchai, Susi Galeinu. Everybody here knows that these last few years, just judging by what's happening here tonight, in Ein Hara, our Hilulas began in the house on Noda Road and Woodmere Boulevard upstairs. I think we put an extra third table. And the fire of Rabbi Shimon is burning everywhere in the world. And we feel the excitement. We want to have a part of it. So let's, on our level, let's try to join with our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael and Meron. We're going to make a stopover in Uman, and then we'll head to Meron. Because we need to understand, what is it about Rabbi Shimon? And then subsequently, the Baal Shem HaKadosh, Rabbi Nachman, the Tzaddikim, the Yechide HaDoros, what is this? Because all the Yechide HaDoros are talking about, the Vilna Gaon, the Ramchal, the Ari HaKadosh, it's all Rabbi Shimon. So in Torah Samach Dalet, in Lukut Emiran Samach Dalet, Rabbi Nachman is talking about music. And he says, Kida, that you should know, Shekol Chochma v'Chochma Shabar Lam Yesh L'Zema V'Nigun Miuchad. Rabbi Nachman says that every chokhmah in the world has its own song, has its own nigun. Shezeh zemer miyuchad lo chokhmah zu. And this song is unique. This chokhmah. Umizeh zemer nimsheches hachokhmah hazayis. And this chokhmah comes from that song. Zamru Maskil. Now the simple meaning of the words Zamru Maskil in Tehillim is that wise people come and sing. Rabbi Nachman says, Shakol Seichel V'Chochma Yesh Lo Zema V'Nigun. Zamru Maskil means that every Seichel, every Chochma has a Zemer, it has a Nigun, it has a song. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the Chochmah HaRazim, the Chochmah HaNisteris, the secret, the wisdom of the secret of Torah. And the Nigun of Rabbi Shimon is the niggun of that chachma of Pnim Yisatayr. That somehow this niggun, like in the old story, the fairy tale of the Pied Piper, Lahavdil, that somehow there's a song, Lahavdil, and this song of Rabbi Shimon, of this chachma of chachma hanisteres, is bringing us back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is preparing us for Mashiach Tzidkein. So we want to understand, what is this niggun? What is this song of Rabbi Shimon? So we want Torah Nundal at Boyal Paro. There Rabbi Nachman is talking about Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh. And it's interesting, we say the words all the time, Kakosov al Yad Nevi'echa. There's something special Rabbi Nachman says about the music of the Nevi'im and the Yad Nevi'echa, the instruments that were played, Kenagen HaMenagen, in order to bring about the Ruach of Nevuah. So listen, Chevra, to a sentence or two from Rabbi Nachman, Nun Dalet, the song of Rabbi Shimon, the song of Mashiach. V'zabachinas kliza Mashiach Menagnim B'yad. There are instruments that are played, like string instruments that are played by hand, or the wind instruments that are played also by controlling the sounds with the fingers, with the hand. Shaydezer sharan levu al hanaviim. So Rabbi Nachman says that through the movements of the hand, the song is played. And these songs would bring upon the Nevi'im a Ruach of Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh. So Ideh Zeh Shereh HaNevuah LaNevi'im, K'mesh HaKosov Chuli Menagein, K'akli Hu Esasvus HaRuach. Because what is the musical instrument? Rabbi Nachman says the musical instrument is that there are ruchais, there are sounds, there are vibrations, sounds, ruchais, winds, air. V'mo'irif toy v'ra, these sounds, these vibrations, there are good sounds in the world, and there are sounds of sadness, there are sounds of evil, there are sounds of misery in the world. Ki yesh atzvus ruach. There are people who are depressed, there are people who are filled with Atzvus ruach, the wind, the air is filled with sadness. Ruach necheiv, ruach ra, as it says by Shaul, v'yesh ruach toiva. But then there are sounds, there are ruches, there are winds and vibrations that are good. K'mesh kosuv, ruchacha toiva tancheini brings the pasuk, v'zeh b'chinis ruach nevuah. And therefore, Nevuah is called the Ruach, a wind. Ruach HaKodesh. V'zeh shemanagin b'yad alakli. When the tzaddik puts his hands to the kli, to the instrument, u'mekabeit sumalakit b'yad eser ruach toiva. The tzaddik, through his song, has the ability to gather in all the ruach toiva, all the good ruchais of the world, of all of his followers, all those who are attached to him. Ruach nevuah, mitoich atzvus ruach, he sorts out the good sounds. I'm afraid to say this because it was an old song, the good vibrations. He sorts out the good vibrations, the good sounds, from the bad sounds, from the winds, the ruach hisraos. Therefore, the tzaddik tzarech liyos yodea nagein. Therefore, the tzaddik has to know nagina, he has to know music. Shied lekabetz vililkoit vilimsoi chelke ruach achas leachas. The tzaddik has to find in each and every Jew, in each and every person, he has to find the good sounds, the nekudas toivas, the ruches toivas. and he's malakit, he gathers them together. Biyad, the ruach taiva, the ruach nevuah, mitoch atzvus ruach, v'sarach li yasidein again, shiyed l'kabez v'lilkai, v'limtzal chelke ruach achas l'achas. The tzaddik finds chelke ruach achas l'achas. K'dei livnois ha-nigin, to build this beautiful nigin of Jews coming together, of all of the good, of finding the good in all of the Jewish people, and through those ruches taivais, separating them from the ruches ra'os, from the ruches of atzvas, and creating a magnificent song. K'dei livnois ha-nigin, haynu ha-simcha, haynu livnois ha-ruach taiva, ruach nevuah. To build, to construct this ruach of simcha, this ruach of nevuah, shu'hepech atzvas ruach. And ultimately, it's biyodcha hafkid ruchi, asher biyodo nefesh kol chai, ruach kol besar ish, and v'tahoye kenagin amenagin v'tihi alav ruach Hashem. So now listen, chavru. It was revealed to us by Rabbi Shimon. In the Idra, it was revealed to us that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai gathered together the chavraya, his chavraya kadosh, his holy 10 talmidim, and Rabbi Shimon began to reveal, to separate the world from the, from that time that's called the time of the olam of tohu, of emptiness, of despair, of brokenness, and he began to reveal the secrets of olam hatikun, of the world of simcha, the world of Mashiach, the world of tikun, of repair. Until that time of Rabbi Shimon, the world existed in a state of tohu. And the olam hanakudim, I'm not going into what that means, but separation, fragmentation. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It was a churban. It was a world of tohu. The students of Rabbi Akiva died because of this. And the Gemara says, v'hoya olam shomeim, and the world was empty and it was desolate. It was a world of tohu, of emptiness. And even the Chachamim who gathered together in Yavne, the Gemara tells us that even the Chachamim who gathered together in Yavne, they came to the conclusion that a seed that Torah should destakach mi Yisrael, that there was no future for Yiddishkeit, Chalila. That a seed that Torah should destakach mi Yisrael, that there was such tohu, there was such atzvus, there was such despair, that there was no hope to build Yiddishkeit again after the Churban. And Hashem is Baruch sent the Butzina Kaddisha, the holy light. He sent the Irv Kaddish, Min Shmaya Kanochis, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, to teach the world a new song. And he began to reveal the Nigun of Tikkun, of Simcha. And he breathed life into the Jewish people. And it says over there in the Zohar Kodesh that there was a tremendous rash on that day. And Rabbi Shimon made his students take an oath, Akadushas Makshavtam, that they should guard the holiness of their minds, of their thoughts. And they were silent. And there was a tremendous rash. And it says, Vakuvosim Doladon Akshon, that the tzaddikim, the ten of the Chavraya, their knees were knocking together. And millions, countless malachim, angels, came into that room of the Idra to hear this niggin of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, to hear a new song, to hear the beginning, the first notes of the song of that Shir Chadash that we're going to hear being finished by David HaMelech with Mashiach. And then the Zohar Kodesh tells us, Chadi Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was laughing. And he said, the Pasuk from Chavakuk, Hashem Shamati Shemachi Yoresi. The Chavakuk Hanavi said, Hashem, I have heard what you have said, and I am terrified. Yoresi. And the Zohar says, the Rabbi Shimon was laughing. And he said that to us, he said to the Chavraya, you are afraid, the same way that Chavakuk was afraid. Because Habakkuk heard in Yiddishkeit, he heard in his nevuah, that sound of fear, of pachad, of gevurah. And Rabbi Shimon says, Hosim yeyus havelim ehevi dochil. And it was taka right, that until this time, the world was in tow, the world was empty, there was a pachad in the world. And Habakkuk came from that world of gevurah. And that was the niggun of the world of tohu until that time. And that was the niggun of Yiddishkeit, Rabbi Shimon said, until now. And even when the Torah was given, it says, Vayecher ad kol ha'am, that the entire nation was fearful. They were terrified. They were trembling. And Vayar ha'am vayanu, and they were shaking. Vayam demirachok, and they stood far away. And the whole Yiddishkeit, be'etzem, until that time, was ki'im liras Hashem. The essence of Yiddishkeit was pachad, was fear. And all of a sudden, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai stood up and he screamed out to the world, and this is why we're here now, because we hear this, and we want to be part of this. And that's what's happening now before Mashiach comes. Rabbi Shimon screamed out, all of this was until now, the world of Tohu. But Anan b'chavivusa talia milsa. Anan b'chavivusa talia milsa means that now something new has started. Hashem sent me to reveal a world of tikkun, of ahava, chavivusa. Chavivusa means ahava, of love. A Yiddishkeit, where children will grow up hearing that the essence of Yiddishkeit, of course you have to have Yirat Shamayim. Of course there's Sur Meira. Of course one has to be an Eilech Yid and has to be Yirat Shamayim. But the essence of Yiddishkeit will finally be heard. V'ahavtis Hashem Lokecha. And the essence of Yiddishkeit will be heard. May Ahavas Hashem Eschem. Ahavti Eschem. Omar Hashem. And Rabbi Shimon was the beginning of gathering together those notes of that song of Mashiach, of the Shir Chodesh, of that song of Ahava, of Chavivus, of love. The song that later on the Tzaddikim, the Yechid Hadoros, would play notes and chords and continue on with that song of Anan b'chavivus etal yemilsa. And in the piyut that we're going to say soon of Bar Yochai, you say, Bar Yochai v'lestei tapuchim, that Bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon, went to the field, the orchard of apples. Alisa lilkait boi merkochim, and Rabbi Shimon, you went there to gather together merkochim, the cures of the Jewish people. And Mr. Shem will be coming out with a new album soon. We're working on the second album. Nigunim of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And one of the songs there from Michal Shapiro, one of the songs is about the tzaddik, it's about the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh that went from place to place. And there are words in that song, and showers of love cured hearts that couldn't care anymore. And showers of love cured hearts that couldn't care anymore. This is the song of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. This is the song of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Rabbi Shimon was, at least a little kite by Mekachim, was gathering together these sounds of the Olam HaTikun, these sounds of Ahava, of Simcha, of Yoifi, of Hoyt Shebahoyt, to build this magnificent Nikon of the Olam HaTikun. And that's the meaning of Ishkafta Lechvoid Apnima. Ishkafta lechvayda pnima means that Rabbi Shimon lived, Rabbi Shimon's world was in the Kodesh Kedoshim. And in that world of the Kodesh Kedoshim, deep inside of every Jew, there's only Simcha, there's only Hoyt Shebahoyt. In that place, in the pnimius of a Jew, everything is beautiful, everything is pure, everything is holy, everything is good. All the ruches toivais, all the good sounds. Rabbi Shimon was able, lilkoit by merkochem, he was able to gather together these sounds. He was able to find the good, like the tzaddik finds the sounds, the nigunim of simcha, the nigunim of ahava. You know, the Ben Ishchai, Shchus Yerleinu, the Ben Ishchai has a tefillah of Lag Boimer. And it begins with the words, Kum tzaddik hakodesh or achai. Kum Tzadik HaKadosh. We're asking, Kum Tzadik HaKadosh. Stand up, wake up. Tzadik HaKadosh Arachai, the living light. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. V'chale na pnei kel v'yichaneni. And daven, cry out to Hashem. Kum Tzadik Yisrael Olam. Asher Rav Koychacha. Lift her Olam. It says in the Gemara in Sukkah, Rabbi Shimon, you said, Yochalani, lift her as Kaila Olam Kulayim and Adin. Rabbi Shimon, you had the power and you began to reveal this power to exempt the entire world from din, to remove judgment and anger and sadness and misery and Sebrachenkai, all the sad songs to remove from the world. Kumu vakesh rachmu v'nei melech malchei hamlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Lag BaOmer especially, we're asking you, Rabbi Shimon, kum, stand up, wake up already. Ubakesh rachim lufnei melech malchei hamlochem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al Beis Yisrael, b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, asher begalusim v'dalusim v'shevlusim v'lachatzam v'dachakam, zekam me'oshonim, it's not me'oshonim, that we're oppressed and miserable and suffering and godless and poverty for thousands of years. And korim b'shem Hashem, and despite all of that, all of us are still koyrim b'shem Hashem. U'ma'aminim boy. And we believe in Hashem despite all that we've been through. U'b'sarosom nis Torah. V'kam alofim mosu asom laharigu l'shreifa akadusha shmai yizbach. And how many Jews over the years, Ben Yishchai couldn't have imagined what would have been a short time in the future. How many Jews gave themselves to be killed, were killed and burned akadusha shmai yizbach. You know, before I came in here, I was sitting in the teacher's room over there, the lounge, and they have, it's an old place, this school, and they have signs of different graduating classes. And I was, so where I sat, there was a sign, the graduating class of 1942. And my wife knows right away that that's bad for me. Because when I look at the sign, they show like some prom from 1942. And these people are dancing over here in Lawrence by a prom. And our grandparents, parents and grandparents and great-grandparents are being burned and being gassed, HaKadosh Hashem, while they're dancing by the prom. And how many Jews have no money, they're poor, and they still continue on in Torah, and Yisrael ben Amonis, Yesh B'Yisrael, and they continue on keeping your mitzvahs. Innocent and pure children who learn Torah without sin. And how many old people are there, old men and old women? And they still pull themselves out of bed to try to get to shul to go daven. Even though they've been davening for so many years for Yeshua's Hashem, and it hasn't happened yet, the big Yeshua's Hashem, nevertheless, they don't give up hope. They continue davening. And Borim Lebeis HaKnes L'Zespal L'Shmei Divrei Torah. V'kama Aniyim Yesh B'Yisrael Shemechadim HaShabbosim Yom Tovim. People of Mechabit Shabbos and Yontiv. Even though they don't have money, it's a B'tchak U'B'tzar. V'kama Havashalim Roid from Acha Mitzvahs Sheyesh B'Yisrael. V'kama Soivli Chaloim V'Soivli Yisurim V'Soivli Aniyis Yesh B'Yisrael V'mekavim Mitzapni Yeshua's Hashem. There's so many people who are going through so much. There are young women that I remember them when they were 17, 18, 19, and they were davening for a shidduch. And now I can't look at them when I see them that they're 35, 40, 50 years old. And with all of that, the mekavim, mitzapim, and they continue on davening. And they continue on believing in Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Ben Yishchai says, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is gathering together all of these sounds, all of these notes of all of the thousands of years to build this Nigun HaKadosh Baruch. And therefore, Chevra, we want to be a part of this. You know, it's really amazing. Until the time of Rabbi Shimon, we always had in the Gemara and Chazal We always have conversations between Rabbonim, Chachamim, and the Talmidim. With Rabbi Shimon, something new started. It's called Chavraya. It's called Chavraya. A circle of friends. A Chavraya. The whole Indian of Rabbi Shimon is Alisa Lilkoit Boy Merkochim, is to gather Jews together. Chaveirim, Chavraya. And there are Jews here from many different places. Baruch Hashem. And the Jews are all over the world tonight, tomorrow, who are remembering Rabbi Shimon. And all Rabbi Shimon wants is that each and every Jew, each and every one of us, should be part of a Chavraya. And all of your communities, wherever you are, to start Chaburas, to start Chavrayas. Men having Chavrayas. Women getting together to have their own Chavrayas. To learn the Torah of Rabbi Shimon. I'm not saying to sit down and to start learning Zohar Kodesh, but each Chavraya, everywhere where there are Jews, to create Chavrayas, Chaburas. And these are the Chavayim of the Chavraya of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And we're here tonight because we want to be part of that Chavraya. We want to be part of that song. Gemara tells us, the Bava Basra, and after Zayin, the Gemara says, that Evan Toiva, it's a maimer from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, in the Gemara. So Rabbi Shimon said, Evan Toiva is a tluya b'tzavaru shel Avraham Avinu. There was a precious stone, some gem, that Avraham Avinu wore on his throat, from where we sing, as a necklace. Shekol choyle haroya oisa. Any sick person who would look at that stone, Miyad Mizrape, he would immediately be healed by looking at that gem of Avraham Avinu. Because Avraham Avinu was the mid of Ahava. Avraham Avinu was the mid of Chesed. And for many, many years, that song of Avraham Avinu became buried in this world. And Rabbi Shimon began to reveal that again, that song. And therefore we can understand that the Gemara says that what happened to that stone after Avraham Avinu was Nifter. So the Gemara says, U'b'shosh she'nifter Avraham Avinu, min ha'olam, and Avraham Avinu died. Tolo HaKadosh Baruch Hu begal gal chama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took that stone, and he Hashem took it, and he hanged it, he hung it, gal gal chama by the sun. And gal gal, we understand, the Oisi is lag ba'omer, lag ba'omer. Chama means the fire of Rabbi Shimon. To tell you a story. Before we light the Madura, somewhat more than 200 years ago, there was a gzeira that was made in Poland. There was a gzeira. There was a particular Russian anti-Semite who initiated a decree against the Jews in the little villages. That there were many, many, many Jews in those years who lived in tiny little villages, and they made a living. Many of them were making a living by running kretschmas, bars, other places like that. And there was a gzeira that was going to be passed that would force all of these Jews out of those shtetlach, out of those tiny little villages. The Jews would no longer be allowed to work, to live in those places, and they'd have to move to the cities, to the larger towns and cities. So many of the Jews from the countryside gathered together. A few hundred of them gathered together. And they went to speak to the Tzaddik Yisadar Lim Rabbi Heshel Azid Dechavar Schus Yigar Lein. And they went to cry to him. that this is going to ruin our lives. We have no parnasa. We don't know what we're going to do. We don't know how we're going to live. And there are elderly people, families that can't go. We don't know what we're going to do. And they came to Rabbi Heschel de Zilchava to daven to do something about this gzeira. And Rabbi Heschel, to their surprise, said, I'm not so sure that it's such a terrible gzeira. I'm not so sure that it's a bad decree. Because Sof Kol Sof, he said, you know that in your little places where you are, in most of these places, you don't even have a minyan. And most of you spend your lives not davening tefillah b'tzibur. You don't daven with a minyan. And not only that, but the connections to the local peasants are very, very close in those little villages. And it's having a bad influence over many of the Jews who live there. And Rabbi Heschel said, I'm not so sure that this is something I should daven. Maybe it's better. Maybe it's the Ratzon Hashem that you move to the cities. So they were all crying. They said, please, please. So finally Rabbi Heschel said, look, I don't know. Let me see. Come back tomorrow. And that night Rabbi Heschel sent his neshama and Elias neshama. He sent his neshama up to the yeshiva shalmala, to the bezdin shalmala. He sent his neshama to that place. And the Bishl saw that in that place there was a big commotion that was going on. They were tumbling over there also. The Tanoim and the Amaroim and the Rabbon and Savaroi and the Gaonim, that they were arguing, they were tumbling. Rishonim and Achronim are arguing over what's better. Should the Jews remain in these villages? Should they stay in the villages? Or should they come to the cities? Should this decree be allowed to continue or not? And Rabbi Heschel said to Shavu is telling this to the Jews when they came back the next day. Then I went to Shemayim and I saw this. And it turned out that it was Nimnu v'gamru. It turned out that they came to the conclusion that it would be better for you, Chavra, it would be better for you to go to the cities. And then all of a sudden there was one Jew that stood up. And when he stood up, everybody else stood. It was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai began to scream. And he said, absolutely not, it can't be. What's going to happen? What's going to happen if there are lonely Jews, some Jew that's lost along the way, and he's walking, he's dragging around in the middle of the night, and he doesn't know where he's going to go, and he's afraid, he's lost in the middle of nowhere, and he sees there's a little tiny village, and there's a house or two, and he looks for mezuzah, and Baruch Hashem, there's a Yid over here, and he's able to knock on that door, and this Yid is going to give him something to eat, to drink, and give him something to wear, and give him a place to sleep, and give him a good word. It can't be. So this caused a whole commotion in Shemayim. All the Tanoim and Amaroim, Rabbi Shimon said, they're arguing back and forth, and it was decided in Shemayim that it would be decided by a tzaddik in this world, and that tzaddik in this world would decide what should be. And they asked Rabbi Shimon, do you have a recommendation? He said, Rav Hirschel is at the Shavu, will decide. So he told the Chevra from the villages, you don't have to really go home, the anti-Semite died already this morning. And the decree was cancelled. So we are saying like the Ben Ish Chai, Kum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. We're not living anymore the way that our brothers and sisters lived in the countryside over there in Poland. Most of us have a place to go to, and most Jews have something to eat or to drink. There are people still who are suffering in so many ways. So we're asking, Kum Rabbi Shim, You didn't allow such a gezeirah to take place. Rabbi Shimon, you were so filled with ahava, so filled with love. You so much were filled with anan mechavivus etalia that you couldn't bear to see that one Jew would be lonely in this world. So we're saying to you, Rabbi Shimon, we're begging you, kum bayochai, that you should stand up with all the tzaddikim, that we should be zarche bez Hashem, that this will be the last Lag BaOmer that we're keeping here in Golus, that in the future Lag BaOmer, next Lag BaOmer, they're going to be not thousands, millions and millions of us are going to go to see you and to celebrate together with you and all the Tanoim and all the Amoraim and all the Tzaddikim. Throughout all the ages, we're going to sing that Rikud, that dance of Ahava with Mashiach Zakenu, with the Gula Shema Amitah, Shem Hem Yomeinu Amen V'Amein.